Mandela. Yes, and come on. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we are starting with Pasuk 364 from Parashat Lech Lecha. It's section 34. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kutcha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bitchilu, Urshimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urshimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bovavhe, Be'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu, Kanane Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu, Kananehu. Pasuk 364. Divginta de eden kol ho tzaitin lekaleya adahu diktiv hayo hayo shevet beganim chaverim makshivim lekolech hashmini. The translation, happy is he who awakens at that time to delight in the Torah, because the Holy One, blessed be he, together with all the righteous in the Garden of Eden, listen attentively to his voice. This is why it is written, you that dwell in the gardens, the companions hearken to your voice, cause me to hear it. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written. Do you rise at midnight to study Zohar? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it sounds pretty clear as it is written, and studying Zohar at midnight is clear. I've heard that before.
But when Hashem goes into the Garden of Eden at midnight, he's studying with the righteous. But the righteous are not really studying. They're listening to the righteous who are still in human form, who have not passed yet. They're listening to you when you rise at midnight to study the Zohar.
Well, that's interesting.
If you read the last sentence, which is really a verse from Shir HaShirim, you that dwell in the gardens, the companions hearken to your voice. Cause me to hear it. That verse is explaining what's happening at midnight.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Well, that's what would happen to David. His harp would start playing and it would wake him up.
It would wake him up and then he would study the Torah. He would study the Zohar, but there wasn't a Zohar written at that point. But he was right listening and right studying the other aspects of the Torah. Hashem comes to study Torah in the garden, but the Torah that he is studying is what's being studied in the physical world by those people who get up at midnight or shortly thereafter to study different aspects of Torah, primarily the Zohar. Should I go on?
Well, I do have a question. I missed what y'all said at first because I could get off the floor just a bit. Does it matter that you don't study the portion for the week? Like, I like to keep Pinchas on my little basket next to him so that when I wake up, that's when I read. Sometimes I read some commentaries of yours that we have, that I need to repeat. But if that's not the case, then I read from Pinchas. But should I be reading the... Or should we be reading the Zohar of the week? Does it matter?
Is the Torah unified?
Yes.
Is the Zohar unified with the Torah?
Yes, I think so. I take for granted.
So you've answered your own question, haven't you? Whatever you study in the Torah, that's what they are listening to.
Okay.
I go on?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Pasuk 365. Willo de la de good shabrihu. Mashikalea ad huta. The hair said lebeche way. Not tear. Ma deha ilain, witata in nadrin, leya hidiktiv yomam yitzave Hashem. Has doba uva laila, shiro imi. The translation. In addition, the Holy One, blessed be He, draws down upon him a thread of grace, literally chesed, which earns him protection in this world from both higher and lower beings. Therefore it is written, Hashem will command his loving kindness. Therefore it is written, Hashem will command his loving kindness. The Hebrew word is chesed in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. You begin to realize the benefit of Zohar study after midnight? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think that's something we've been doing for years. So it's not a new concept. But,
Marga,
his song shall be with me in the night. Hi, Marco. I would think that that's Psalm 91, you know, the last thing that you're reading before you go to sleep. Because it's the last part of the nighttime Shema. And I always like it because the last few verses are Hashem talking to you. Although it says to him on 42, so we'll have to look that up.
I don't think that that this pasuk is referring to what you are saying in the nighttime Shema. I think it's talking about what you study when you wake up in the evening.
Sometimes I don't even go to bed. I just stay up all night. I have about one night a month that I do that. I did it for years when my husband worked shift work, especially when he was great, you know, and I'm still, you know. But that's okay.
Well, When you stayed up all night, when did you say the nighttime Shema?
Who knows? I said it thinking I was going to go to sleep and didn't go to sleep. So I never know when it's going to happen that I don't go to sleep.
No, and I understand that because I also have had that experience. When you stay up all night and you're studying Kabbalah, you are removing a karet. Each night you stay up all night, you remove a karet. But this verse is not talking about removing a karet. It's talking about how you get attached, how this thread of grace is given from Hashem directly to you. And what the method that is you say the nighttime Shema probably before midnight, before you go to sleep at 9 o'clock or if you do it at 11 o'clock or whatever. But afterwards, you wake up and you wash your hands and you do your morning blessings, and then you're studying Zohar or other Kabbalistic books. And that's how you attach to the chesed. If you're saying the nighttime Shema and then you're falling asleep and you're not getting up, in my opinion, it's the chesed is not being attached to you. Only with the study that takes place after midnight.
Okay, like last night, I got up 3 times. But that was really praying for the hurricane people.
Understood. So, you know, were you studying at all?
Not last night.
Okay.
The direction had gotten after Barry, Hurricane Barry, was a thought as soon as I woke up, before I had even time to say, Modani, that since hurricanes were named after letters of the alphabet, that, and I don't remember the exact words, but the idea was that to sing the alphabet. Okay, that was like the beginning of the week. And then when we had our Zohar reading on Thursday night, the reading actually said to sing the alphabet. And then your comment was to add the vowel. You know, so if I had heard the Zohar reading first, I would have thought that that was the reason I awakened with that thought in my head. But it wasn't. It was reverse. And the idea was to sing the alphabet with the vowels, if possible. If you just know the alphabet, then just do the alphabet. That's what I've told several people. But if you can put the vowels with it, you put it. Mm-hmm. Like with Brandy, I send her the PDF form, okay, with the vowels. And so the idea is to do it before the hurricanes come. And that's kind of what I did last night. Every time I woke up, that's what I did, rather than pick up the Zohar, which was three times. But each time I got up, went to the bathroom, washed my hands, came out, did my little song quietly. And I have a little night light that I hang around my neck. That has two little LED lights, because if I leave the light on, Tony doesn't like that. So I have to do it different ways. But anyway.
I'm not disagreeing with what I said before, and I'm not disagreeing with what you've told other people. But this verse is saying that by doing that, you are receiving a thread of grace. Whereas saying the alphabet is a benefit. I've always told you saying the alphabet is a benefit. It's saying it after midnight is a benefit. But it's not the same as receiving a thread of grace.
Hopefully the thread of grace went to the other people. Not necessarily me.
Well, hopefully that was your prayer. That was your prayer. So, you know, I'm sure it did.
I mean, I understand what the verse is saying, and most of the time that's what it is. But if someone's real sick, or if some, you know, I've gotten calls from people to please pray for this one, it's having a surgery or whatever, that always comes to mind too, so. And then, too, with the phone, we have all those, you know, the Kabbalah app that has our book and Psalms, and, you know, so there's a lot of opportunities, or just to go to, you know, to the website and read the Zohar if you want. I mean, you have to pick up your phone to do it, you know. I mean, we have...
Correct.
We just have so many opportunities, but if tonight it's Zohar, tomorrow it might be something else. And I don't know. I've always...
The result is strongest with the Zohar. The result is the strongest with writings of Kabbalah.
Well, I agree with that.
I wouldn't think you wouldn't, so.
Okay.
Should we go on to 366?
If the others feel they want to, you're good.
Sure. Go on to 366.
Okay. Amar Rabbi Heskia, Koman de Ishta Dal Bahai, Shata Beoraita, the
All the time.
Correct. we're about out of time, so we'll stop here.
Okay.
You all have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye, thank you.
Good night.
Night.
Night. No.